the news in touch with your world. I'm Orkut Seer. Good afternoon. Three appear in court following Bloemfontein municipal strike, and Hawks investigate Northern Cape municipalities. 3 Mangaung municipality workers who were arrested on Wednesday night during protests by workers affiliated to SAMWU have been granted bail of 1,000 rand each after appearing before the Bloemfontein Magistrates Court this morning. Ntateng Yankee, Vincent Tsuametsi and Mboiselo Mahoitane appeared on charges of contravention of a court order as well as public violence following clashes with police during the strike action. The state did not oppose bail. State prosecution, however, reminded the accused that the court order which instructed the workers to go back to work is still in effect. The court granted bail on the basis that they do not get involved in public demonstrations again as long as the case is underway. Their next court appearance will be on 21st of July 2017. Meanwhile, another 11 people were arrested yesterday in connection with Wednesday's protest action. And the cash-strapped Gasegonyana local municipality in the Northern Cape is currently among one of the top municipalities in the province being investigated for fraud and corruption by the Hawks. Hawks spokesperson Filani Nkwalasi says they're investigating a case of fraud and corruption estimated at about 9.8 million rand at this municipality. He says charges involve two of the municipality's senior employees and directors of a company which was awarded a tender fraudulently by the municipality.
Additionally, we have also served two company members who are directors on that company. The allegation is basically that the said company allegedly submitted a fraudulent document and consequently they received a tender to provide services to the municipality and they received a three-year contract as a result of that, which made them to receive undue payment which amounts to 9.8 million.
Mineral Resources Minister Mosebenzi Zwane had to be whisked away from an angry crowd closing in on him at a community meeting in Mpumalanga this morning. Zwane was meant to be discussing the recently unveiled mining chapter, which ups the percentage of black ownership of mining companies to 30%. But people attending the Mbizo at the Sydney Choma Community Hall in Middelburg refused to let him speak. An ultra-marathon legend, Bruce Fordyce, showed just how dedicated he is to running after he was mugged at gunpoint in Johannesburg this morning. The 9-time Comrades Marathon winner was held up while he was on his morning run in Westcliff.
I was running on a very familiar route, somewhere between 5:30 and 6 in the morning. And a car came towards me, and the next thing I had two guns pointed in my head, and these guys got out and kicked me and hit me, and then stole my running shoes, and then they stole my watch.
But the 61-year-old Fordyce says he refused to let the robbers get the better of him.
As soon as I got home, I put on another pair of shoes and I finished the run. Because if we stop, then the criminals have won.
Your top story at this hour. 3 Mangaung municipality workers who were arrested on Wednesday night during protests by workers have been granted 1,000 rand bail each. To read the latest news stories, download the OFM app in the Apple or Android App Store.